Alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'an majid wal furqan al hamid, a'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qad afla al mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un, walladhina hum an illahi mu'ridun. Sadaqa Allahu al-aliyyul azim wa sadaqa rasulun nabiyul karim. Alhamdulillah wa ta'ala swazal and karam, and our hazard wa alasta wa juhat. We have been discussing this kitab, Anwaru Salah, the bayan of a very great pious servant, Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed, Rahmatullah Alayh, on how to develop a perfect salah, a salah that firstly can be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that salah that can bring reality of deen into our lives. And once this reality of deen comes into our life, then the enjoyment of life is totally different. When a person, object and purpose of salah is to gain connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to increase our connection. Every salah, Allah ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize that every salah is to come to build your contact stronger and stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who doesn't want to build contact with the kings of all kings? Only a foolish person who doesn't know the reality of salah. And if we don't bring this practice into our lives and work on our salah, then we won't get the reality of salah, as Hazrat explains towards the end of the sabak. So we should realize and understand this very, very important aspect that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. That successful indeed already are those believers that are concentrating in their salah. That is, those people that are interested in making their salah, their namaz, a real namaz. A namaz of total devotion, concentration. A namaz that is full of life. And those people are already successful. And every type of success we are looking for, Allah Ta'ala has kept it here in our salah. So we should be building how the lessons that we have learned, try and practice on it, not only here while we in itikaf. When we go home, we should make a concerted effort, and even let us make muzakara, let us discuss this with the family at home also, and make ourselves realize, and let this penetrate our hearts, that what a great, great ni'mat, what a great gift and favor Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with by granting us salah. Salah is a extremely great favor and gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're coming to the end of salah, where we realize now that we paid our respects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you come out with respect, that is, with great honor. You don't just you came to a honorable person's house. Now at the end of the meeting, you don't just go out of the house very quickly, but with respect again, you go out, and that is, we learn that we should make salam. And before that also we learn, very important, that don't forget our object and maqsad and purpose. That you came, you had this important meeting, but reiterate your purpose. Reiterate your object. That I came here to gain the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. I came to get the special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this nisbat, this connection. And once you got this connection, then see Allah Akbar, enjoyment of life is something else. And this also Hazrat teaches us in every aspect of our life. Also if a person is giving bayan, then at the end of the bayan, he gave 1 hour, 2 hour bayan. He took people from east to west, from north to south, all over the world. And end of the bayan, if he doesn't give a summary that what was the bayan all about, people won't know what he spoke about. And everybody will just say, very good bayan. What Maulana said, khabarni, we don't know what he said. So myself, all we should learn this reality that we should keep our maqsad all the time in mind. Our maqsad, our object and purpose of life, that we have been sent here as the servants of Allah. And to be the servant of Allah, we should realize, without recognizing our Allah, without recognizing our Master, how we going to serve our Master. And then without being connected to our Master, Allah Rabbul Izzat, how we going to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that Allah ta'ala is pleased with us. So after all that, a person now appreciates this great meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and
And then finally, he makes his salam, and we informed that when you make salam, there are three niyats that you should make. One is the niyat of the angel that is here on your shoulder, and then if you're in jamaat, all the people on the right side, whichever side the imam is, make the niyat of the imam. So three niyats we have to make in salam. Niyat of the imam, niyat of the people on the right, and the malaika, the angel on your right side. And when you're making towards the left, then whichever side the imam is, you make niyat of the imam, niyat of the people on the other side, and the niyat of the other angel and the other angel on the other side of the shoulder. And we should be looking at the angel, building this contact with him, that he must give us a good report by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very important. Also, Hazrat explains another important point here, that many places there are so much ignorance with regard to deen, that we go either to one extreme or the other extreme. In some places there are so much ignorance that amongst the women folk that they feel that if I even take my husband's name, then talaq will fall. On the other hand, there is the other ignorance that we just take the wife just takes the husband's name with just in ordinary, whereas the husband's name shouldn't be just taken like that. The husband is a respectable person. The wife shouldn't be just taking her husband's name like that, any ordinary thing. But when it is necessary, then you have to mention your husband's name. So similarly, with a father, you don't just take his name and you call your father by his name. But when it is necessary to say your father's name, then you have to say your father's name. So in certain places, there was so much ignorance that certain women used to think that if I take my husband's name, talaq will fall. So in one place, one woman, her husband's name was Rahmatullah. Now when it's time to make salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, she was so scared to say Rahmatullah, her son's name was Kunya. So she used to say, assalamu alaikum Kunya Kaaba. That's so much ignorance. On the other hand, we go to the other extreme, just disrespect. Today we just anyhow, the wives are just calling their husbands by their names, wife, and today disrespect in everything. We want to just advertise, even women want to advertise their cars on their number plates, they must show, this is, oh, this certain woman's car. This is not the trend of Islam. This is the height of behayai, disrespectfulness. And jahalat, ignorance, is our greatest enemy. When we don't have proper knowledge, we put ourselves into a big mess. So how, what great ihsan Nabi Kareem Sawasim has done upon us. Our deen, what a great favor that we are taught. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. That amount of knowledge every Muslim has to have, how much he is, he comes into the aspect of deen. When the zakat becomes farz upon you, you got so much money, now to learn those masail of zakat. And you have become baligh, now you have to, before that, learn the masail of namaz, of taharat, etc. So important it is to get knowledge of deen, and that is why we should be connected to the ulama-i-kiram. So we should realize that this ignorance also leaves us into great mess. And then finally we came that after durood, then the last dua that should be read in salah, here in one hadith it is mentioned, this dua here, Sayyid Sahib has mentioned, Allahumma anta salam wa minta salam tabarakti hadha al-jalal wal-ikram. There are other duas also, some duas we have learned in madrasa days, Allahumma khfirli wa liwalidayya wa limu'mineen, whatever, that also can be read, but the most appropriate and sunnah dua to be read, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what dua should I read after durood sharif? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfirli maghfiratan min indika warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. And what a great lesson there is for us in this dua, that the greatest teacher, the greatest personality, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teaching the greatest student in the world, ever since the greatest student and the greatest personality after all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam teaching the best student this dua, that after namaz, at the end of your namaz, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, that oh Allah, I have caused great oppression on myself. Whereas what oppression? Can we imagine the namaz of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The namaz of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. But what concentration, what marifat, what recognition, yet admittance at the end that I have caused a great harm. Because we should realize and understand, and this is what Hazrat Maulana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi has taught us, that as a person improves his namaz, he realizes, my namaz in the court of Allah, I just made a mess of it. Where can my namaz be accepted in the court of Allah? So as you improve your namaz, if you think that now I read a very good namaz, then that is a sign you haven't read namaz. Then you're not improving your, as you improve your namaz, just when you make salam, automatically you'll feel this guilt. Ah Allah, where was I? Where, how I supposed to be concentrating and how did I concentrate? So if the greatest ummati and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching this dua, that we learn that, oh Allah, I've caused great harm to myself. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا إِنِّي ظُلَمْتُ نَفْسِ ظُلْمًا كَثِيرًا, that I've caused great oppression. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ, and who can forgive me besides you, O Allah? You are so kind. You know my namaz is so weak. You know how I spoil it. But you are so kind. You overlook. And you cover all those faults. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَغْفِرْ لِي مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ إِنْدِكَ وَارْحَمْنِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ. So Allah, please forgive me. I beg your forgiveness and I ask you to shower your mercies upon me. In other words, after namaz, the greatest ibadat, and from this we learn, after every ibadat, what is the sign of acceptance when a person makes tawbah istighfar? That, oh Allah, I could not fulfill it the way I should supposed to fulfill it. When Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us, after great ibadat, whole night in tahajjud, feet has been swelling, etc. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala is go, become scared that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still with us or not. Such ibadat, yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. Oh Allah, we haven't recognized you the way we supposed to recognize you. So where are we going to be able to make your ibadat the way we supposed to make your ibadat? But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. When a banda acknowledges his weakness and acknowledges his faults, then Allah Ta'ala showers his mercy. And Allah Ta'ala forgives and Allah Ta'ala accepts and Allah Ta'ala gives you full reward. So the greatest sign of acceptance is immediately after any ibadat, the greatest ibadat, salah. From that we learn every aspect of our life. Beg for forgiveness. Make tawbah. Make istighfar. That is why it is sunnat also. Does dua. And the moment you made salam, again, recognize Allah's greatness. Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah. 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 From the depth of our hearts, that, oh Allah, please forgive me. Not that a person thinks, no, I perfected my namaz. And my namaz, you must see, I sat in itikaf 10 days, or 30 days, or 40 days. Hey, we did, what you people, what you all know? Your namaz, Ramadan, you all must have just spent like this, going to the bazaar, going. No, that type of attitude, Allah Ta'ala save us. Hazrat explains us all the time, that after any work, hope, fear of Allah Ta'ala. On the one hand, hope, iman, al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wa raja. Iman is between fear and hope. That fear, I know, my ibadat is definitely not worth being accepted. But Allah Ta'ala's kindness is so kind. Allah's kareem. I hope, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will accept me. And a person makes tawbah, istighfar. And every time he tries and improve his action. Tries and improve his ibadat. And every aspect of our salah. Then Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends upon such a person. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. And we should realize, Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat now teaches us the end of the salah, now ponder over these important aspects here. Janna chahiye, jo ye banda panch waqt beech, darbare aise badshahe aali jaake, be minnat aur ehsaan, kisi dusre ke hazir hoke, sar faraz huye. تو پھر لازم ہے کہ جو اپنے مالی کے سامنے اقرار کر آیا اس پر قائم رہے. That a person should realize that when that very very great honorable king, the kings of all kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given me this opportunity, very very honorable opportunity, without begging, bare minnat, without begging or ihsan, without anybody's favor. Allah Ta'ala didn't put a doorkeeper there that you have to pay him and beg him, please, like, give me entrance. or the mutawalli or anybody, without anybody's favor, and we didn't even beg Allah Ta'ala, we didn't, where we should know how to appreciate the favors of Allah, how to should we display our appreciation in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gave us this honorable gift, without begging, without anybody's favor, that here we directly in the presence of Allah. Every person, individual, 100% attention that you are getting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the tawheed that has to be built in a person. This realization that I am right in the presence of Allah. I am talking to my Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that a person who takes qasam after performing namaz that I spoke to Allah, his qasam is not incorrect. He was definitely in dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah ta'ala has given us this great honor, Allah ta'ala has given us this great presence, Allahu Akbar, then a person should realize this Allah, this tawheed of Allah is such a great thing, such a great favor of Allah, that when a person has got tawheed, he's got the oneness of Allah ta'ala in his heart, then he knows there is nobody for me besides Allah. A person won't humble himself and humiliate himself in front of anybody else besides Allah. Even if he has to go to somebody for some work or anything for assistance, firstly he'll beg Allah. And then when he goes to that person helps him, he'll appreciate, he'll say Jazakallah. But more important, he'll be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala, and even if you go to your close friend, and you know you expect help, but he didn't help you, at that time you shouldn't get angry with him and upset. You should realize Allah Ta'ala's special focus of mani, that Allah Ta'ala's tajalli of so preventing him from giving you, that was focused on him. When he gave you Allah Ta'ala's quality of mu'ti, that Allah Ta'ala put in his heart that he should give you. So we should realize this reality. A person will never ever humble, will never ever bow down to anybody after that. When you turn to Allah, there is only honor, there is only respect, there is only dignity. One person he heard that he needed help. So somebody told him in that particular town, very nice man, very generous, very good man, go to him, he'll help you. He went to that town, he asked, where's this person? He said, he's there in the masjid. He went to the masjid, he saw this person is begging, lifting his bowl, and he's begging to Allah Ta'ala. The thought came in his heart, if he is begging from somebody so great, why should I beg from him? Let me beg directly from the same being. So when we beg from Allah, then Allahu Akbar, a person sees you in tahajjud, you crying, you begging, you making dua, you get honored. They say this is an honorable person. But when we beg from people, we become disgraced. And people talk bad that this man, he just goes around begging. He's all the time behind people. So if we beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah knows our needs exactly how much, when we need it. So we should only be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this reality, if salah brings us reality, why shouldn't we be eager to perform salah? And every time we go for salah, every rakat, this will increase if we just build our connection. And we realize now another important aspect, then it becomes necessary that a person realize that what declaration I made with my Allah, what pledge I made with my Allah, I gave my word to Allah, I should keep up to my word. You go to an important person, Allahu Akbar, first of all Allah gave you the honor to be in the company of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, if you get 2 minutes in the company of a state president, then you are talking, the whole world you're telling, hey, I got special contact, me and you, 1-to-1, with the state president. And Allah Akbar, first of all today, to get a contact with any rich person, any person of some high stature, or you got some position, to get a contact, to get a meeting with him, is a big thing, big red tape, and he thinks he's doing you a favor. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is giving us appointment free of charge. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Ta'ala is giving us this appointment to make us realize that whatever you want, I will see to your needs. I will give you your needs. And when we come to Allah, we say, وَلَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرُكَ وَاللَّهُ, nobody for me besides you. We say, Ya Allah, as it is coming in front also, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. When we have realized the owner of the day of Qiyamah, all praises belongs only to Allah. Allah is the controller, sustainer, nourisher of the world. then we should be only turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this pledge that we have made, this word that we have given to Allah, we should keep firm now onto this word. We should remain firm. And what is the sign of remaining firm? That Allahu Akbar. Ye nahi ke panch waqt parwardigar ke samne iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ke aave, baad uske kisi aur ko pooja aur waqt e musibat ke kisi aur ko pukare aur madad chahe. Allahu Akbar. It is very, very important that how we remain firm on this pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it shouldn't be that 5 times a day we come. Every namaz we are acknowledging and we determine and we say, Ya Allah, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, with great stress. Oh Allah, we only and only worship you. We only turn to you and we only seek our assistance and help from you. We make this declaration over and over. But after that, when we leave the masjid, then we're begging at somebody else. We, so to say, worshipping somebody else. And sadly today, Hazrat teaches us how sad, forget just worshipping today, filthy things we are worshipping. Sports has become like our God today. Entertainment has become like our God. Haram things, how sad and how terrible that is. When we come in the cause of Allah, we have to realize that I give my life for Allah. Any other attraction can come, I'll rather die, but I won't displease my Allah Ta'ala. Because to displease my Allah, I am causing the greatest oppression upon myself. I'm causing the greatest harm to myself. So when a person is now in real need, when you got difficult conditions, now you don't turn to anybody else. First you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala puts in your mind, go ask this person for help, and then also you make dua, Ya Allah, if it's good for this person to help me, let him help me. So you turn solely and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you turn to Allah, what respect, what honor, Allahu Akbar. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, Hazrat explained this beautiful example. In the time of Harun al-Rashid, the king of that time, three crooks got caught. That they caught for stealing or whatever. So the police were taking them to the police station to jail them. On the way, one disappeared. So now two crooks, but they had to report that we had three crooks we caught. So now one person disappeared. On the way, they saw one Allah wala, poor humble person, friend of Allah Ta'ala. They caught him. And they say, you also are crook. Say, what did I do? Say, no, you didn't do anything, but our record shows three. We have to take you. We can't help it. So we have to take you. So they took the poor person. These are the two crooks. They were old crooks and they had their contacts. They knew how to get themselves bailed out, everything. They got themselves bailed out. This poor person, he got jailed. But middle of the night, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. He got hold of his contact. He said, Ya Allah, these two, they had their contacts. They got bailed out. Oh Allah, there's no contact for me besides you, oh Allah. You my contact, oh Allah. When he made his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, middle of the night, the king, Harun al-Rashid, saw a dream that Allah ta'ala is inspiring in his heart that my wali is in one of your jails. And they have locked him up. You get up yourself and go with your entourage and go and release him with great honor and respect. In one ordinary small city, the king had to get up, middle of the night, go with his ministers, release this person, and he says, I'm releasing you with honor. He says, you're not releasing me with honor, Allah Ta'ala has given you honor to release me. Had you not come and released me, Allah would have disgraced you. So when we build our contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allahu Akbar, any need comes immediately. You're driving also, some thought comes, I got this work. You just contact Allah ta'ala. One of the great walis of Allah, Mullah Jeevan, rahmatullah alayh, who wrote a great kitab, Nurul Anwar, very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was staying on the river bank, small hut he had. But now the government decided, we have to make a road through there. And we have to break all those houses that are on the side of that river, and that we have to make a road. And now if they break the houses, where are they going to stay? So Mullah Jeevan, he was adamant, no, I can't move from here. But then the government sent their men, and they said that the king now, he's sending his army, and he's going to bulldoze all the people that don't want to move from here. He's going to bulldoze them and break their houses down. So he heard, he said, oh, the king is coming with sending his army. So he told his khadim, his assistant, you bring my army also. So his assistant knew what was his army. He brought his jug to make wuzu. He brought his musalla. He made his wuzu. He made his and he started his namaz. And then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Immediately the Qadim reported to those people. They said, he has called his army. If you all want to attack his army, you are going to be totally destroyed. They totally diverted that route away and they didn't break his home. So when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will never, there's only honor, there's only respect for us in there. And this is how beautiful our deen is. That when a person got any need, immediately you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any difficulty come, لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَهُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. That if something lost, something got lost, went against your nature or something, you don't go into a state of depression and now you become totally full of anxiety and parishan. You don't want to talk to anybody. No, you turn. It came from Allah. Allah Ta'ala took it away. And if you get some good ni'mat of Allah, now you don't boast. Itrate nahi. That you don't now start showing off, I achieved this, I bought this new car, this is my, just one cell phone today, how we are, Hazrat is saying, how we use it, how we talk. So this reality has to come into us and realize that when a person's got any need, immediately turn to Allah. Two rakat, salatul hajat has changed the world of many people. Allah Ta'ala give us this reality, to build this reality in our salah and build these qualities of iman. Allah Hazrat explains that salah actually is to build our iman and build the sifat of iman. Sifat of iman will make us like a human being. Actually, we look like human beings, but myself particularly, still a human being in animal skin. That animal qualities in us. That when reality of Tawheed comes, then Tawheed teaches you, if Allah gives you honor, position, then you don't become like an authority. You don't become like a person just showing your authority. Dictator, no, with humbleness, with respect also. You talk to people and you realize, I should be kind, I should be humble. In my home I should be humble. To my subjects I should be humble. To people, to the creation of Allah I should be humble. To the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, this qualities of iman, when this comes into us, then a person will be a real human being. This insaniyat will come into us. Then what can be said as you become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this reality Allah ta'ala give me and all of us to understand and realize that this is what this what namaz wants to give deliver to us. When a person realizes the fruits of namaz, he'll be just eager. And then you see people like this, like Mullah Jeevan, etc. These men are produced that in the Hadith Qudsi, it is mentioned, لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّ. If they have to take qasam on Allah, Allah will make what qasam they took, Allah will make their work get done. Allahu Akbar. So this reality, and this is why we have to come here. All this we will gain from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On salah, on our own, without connection with the friends of Allah, we can't get these qualities. These qualities come from the people who got these qualities. So here, further Hazrat says, or lazim hai, it's extremely necessary that we realize, ke jo khuda se dua kare, ke ihdina sirat al mustaqim, to usko tahqeeq kare, ke sirat al mustaqim ki raah raza mandi haq tabaraka wa ta'ala ki hai kya hai. When we are making dua daily, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, our greatest need is sirat al mustaqim. That no, Allah Ta'ala, don't just show me the right path, let me walk onto the right path. Put me onto the right path, Allahu Akbar. And God, let me be on that right path. Now when we are begging every rakat, oh Allah, I want to be walking on that right path. May put me on that right path to be walking. Now without knowing the right path, how you do? Now you have to learn, get the knowledge of the right path. Understand the masail, the fiqh masail, which is the right path. Learn from the ulama-i kiram, then come to the mashayikh-i-izam and get the reality of this right path. And what is this right path? As Hazrat explained previously, what is the straight road? Between two points, the straightest road, the straight line, that is the straight road. And the shortest cut, if you just go slightly off that point, you're going on the long cut. So the shortest cut to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sirat-i-mustaqim. And what is actually the shortest path to sirat-i-mustaqim, to Allah ta'ala? We'll only find Allah in akhirat, but here we get the radha mandi of Allah. The happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you got the happiness of Allah, wa ridwanu min Allah akbar. The greatest thing that we should be working for is the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pious servants, they make dua, Ya Allah. The moment we know that you are extremely happy with us, take my soul away at that time. At that point, and that is what Hazrat teaches us. Many times we say, Ya Allah, take my mort in Medina Sharif. But more important than that, O Allah, take my mort in such a state that you are extremely happy. Wherever it may be, if you are extremely happy with me and I'm in Medina Sharif, Nurul Ala Nur. But if I'm there and you're not happy with me, so many Allahu Akbar, non-Muslims, kuffar were in Medina Sharif. But Allah Ta'ala was angry with them, so what was the good of it? So the reality is that we have to learn to love a life of Sirati Mustaqeem, that is the life of the happiness of Allah, and increase us, beg Allah for this all the time. We love like this, we die like this. And we are raised like that on the day of Qiyamah. And this is the part of An'amta alayhim, the part of those people Allah Ta'ala favored, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's extremely important that we realize what is the spark and Allahu Akbar. If we don't realize what is the spark, then whole life we'll be performing namaz. We won't get the reality of namaz. We won't get the enjoyment of namaz. When a person just performs his namaz, and Hazrat gives a beautiful example. For example, you have to travel to Cape Town. And on the way to Cape Town, there's a garden route. And what a beautiful route. But if you don't know about it, or even if you know and you slept away, you might reach Cape Town, but you didn't get the enjoyment of it. So somebody else tell you, I want to go Cape Town. You say, no, it's too long journey. It's too far. Where am I? But when you got the enjoyment of the garden route, you look forward. You want to go. So exactly the same. When we learn our salah properly, and we get the fruits of salah, the enjoyment of salah in this world, now you're just anxious. You're looking forward to salah. You don't get the enjoyment of salah, then it's a burden. Now it's a burden to come and perform salah. And you don't know what you're going to get in salah. But when you know what you're going to get in salah, similarly tilawat of Qur'an Kareem, it is connection with Allah. It is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get that enjoyment, then nobody will have to tell you, get up for Fajr namaz. 3 o'clock in the morning already you are up. Tahajjud time already you up. You early in the masjid. You performing all your sunnati muakkadas. Your nawafil also. You got time to make dua also. And you're not just rushing out. Otherwise Hazrat says today too busy. Just rushing out all the time. No time to make connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person should realize that the whole object and purpose of the salah is to build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And get the fruits of salah. The enjoyment of salah. The person who doesn't get the fruit of salah, Hazrat explains, like every ibadat is like a person in business. He buys at cost, he sells at cost. For that month he is the busiest man in the world. But the next month, he can't pay his overheads, he's closed down. So exactly the same. When we don't know, when we don't get the fruits of salah, of our ibadat, our deen, then we regard deen as a burden. Otherwise, wallah, in dunya, to achieve anything of this world is a burden. You have to work so hard, and you have to tire yourself, and then so much worries and stress. But for deen, Allah has made deen so simple. Deen is so easy. Deen is so enjoyable. But we don't learn how enjoyable it is. So we have to learn the straight path and cry and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then see a person will never ever leave his salat out. He'll realize how important the salah is and how necessary it is. And then Hazrat says, when you're sitting in your last attayyat position, then you're looking into your left. It is mustahab to look into your left. That hope, Ya Allah, I beg for your mercies. You have filled my left. You have filled with all your goodness you have granted me. And in this way, with a total respect and total adab, now a person leaves the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you came in with respect, you leave with respect, you love in society with respect. You learn to be, like Hazrat says, we'll be courteous now. Now we don't just leave the masjid yard and now you got a nice car, now you're driving in speed. Everybody must see. No, now humbleness will come in a person. Now a person will be humility will come in that person. So that's reality. And as Hazrat explained so beautifully, so when we build our salah and we learn and improve our salah, then we'll get this. Like a person, as we have learned with regard to this important aspect of concentration in salah. Concentration is not absorption, that a person absorbed, he doesn't know what's happening. That is not part of salah. If Allah Ta'ala blesses anybody with that, Mubarak to him. But concentration, as we have learned, is just for a slight, every posture of namaz, you realize I'm in the presence of Allah. That is concentration. Or you know what you are reading. If you are reading Surah Fatiha, you know I'm reading Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That is concentration. Or you know Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Every posture, you know Allah Ta'ala is watching me. Or you know the subject matter of that surah, what you are reading, Surah Ikhlas, Qul Allahu Ahad, so with regard to Tawheed. So all this, and like Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Mawlana Madani Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, that in one moment of your salah, any posture for one moment, you just thought I'm in the presence of Allah, that is concentration. But that is just the pass mark. First of all, we have to make an effort to come out of the fail mark. Under 50, we have to build that salah, that it shouldn't be, it comes in hadith, that there are those salah, people get only 10%, 20%, 30%. We have to see that my salah shouldn't be such that it becomes a curse upon me. It is thrown upon me like a dirty rag. No, I should build my salah. From 50, if I'm just in the pass mark, let me improve, go to 60, 70. And like Hazrat explained yesterday also so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Abral Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali was explaining the masala with regard to the mustaj, that to clean the mustaj totally, that is the first division pass. In Bombay, he was explaining this masala. So one youngster was sitting next to his father in that majlis, so he had a mustaj. So quietly next to his father, he said, I'm happy with second division pass. That if you keep the mustache, but the white part of your lip is clear, there's no hair, then it's second division pass, no problem. So he told his father heard him say, that no, I'm happy with second division pass. His father immediately in front of us says, no, you are a liar. When you want to get married, you didn't say, I want a second division girl. You didn't say, I want second division furniture, I want a second division house. Then you wanted the best. So Hazrat said, gee, in dunya you want the best, no problem, but make your deen more important. Beautify your deen and have dunya beautiful, no problem, but don't forget your deen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Not only we want in dunya hasana and we forget our goodness of dunya and we forget our akhirat. No, more important is our akhirat. So this is what namaz will deliver for us. This is the reality, and as we have learned, we have to repeat these subjects over and over, and then Hazrat explains the next sabak, which with regard to witr salah, that's a bonus from Allah. But Allah's extreme love, Allah Ta'ala has so to say given us a sixth namaz, which is not faraz, but it's wajib. And then the dua that we are making in witr salah, it's such a comprehensive dua, it's such an acknowledgement and declaration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to learn that also. That in that dua also, that to Allah, we distance ourselves and we stay ourselves away from those people who are disobedient to you. In other words, we ourselves don't become disobedient to Allah. And those that are disobedient, this also we should learn. Disobedient doesn't mean now our children are not listening, we kick them out of the house. They'll become more disobedient. They'll become more delinquent. No, we train them, keep them close to us. But if now they go on the wrong side totally, they go off the deen, and they are so adamant and they are so firm, even it can be your close friend, your family, now you disassociate with them. As Allahu Akbar, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were prepared to take the lives of their close family if they just believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this also Hazrat teaches us, we learn from the friends of Allah what hikmat, what love, what wisdom, how to teach them. Not we go home now with Josh and now the wife, she's still not in Parda, she's still whatever, her lifestyle hasn't changed, now we are very pious. Now we say, no, I can't love with you, I must disassociate. No. What kindness, ta'aleem in the house, and what kindness, and be kind, spend on her nicely, explain to her the beauty of deen, the enjoyment, and then see the goodness that will come in our lives. And similarly, Hazrat has explained with regard to tilawat of Quran Sharif also, that when a person recites Quran Sharif, we should realize we are picking up the word of Allah. This is the word of my Allah. How great it is. And thus I'll be in dialogue, I'll be talking to my Allah. And so to say, Allah Ta'ala is telling me that you recite to me, I want to listen to you. And Allah, what a great honor. So when we realize this realities, then what enjoyment there is in salah. What enjoyment there is in our ibadat. And the most important thing, that our whole life should be changing. And for this, what was the crux of this whole discussion? That we have to do this cause of five important aspects. One is the cause of the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah, and with that the mashayikh will teach us how to make the zikr of Allah. And then practical also our salah. Inshallah tomorrow we'll have practical salah here to learn, myself and all of us, how to correct our postures. That will be just one session. But we should try and go home and try and improve these sessions and regularly check our salah. Outwardly it must be correct also, then put ruh, life into our salah. This life will come, the more we connect to the mashayikh, the friends of Allah, the more we make our zikr regularly and be conscious of our outward and our inward. And what that, most important, our niyat. That is solely and only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah must come in my life. Allah must come in my heart. Whatever I do, the one Allah, then all our ibadat will just bring value. And what is concentration and devotion, the aspects that we mentioned, try and build on that. And as we have mentioned, get the kitab Miftahul Quran and learn. We'll get the meanings of the surahs and the du'as. And see our salah will be improving all the time. And then make a 40 days at least, make mashq, make practice at least, and try and practice what takbir-e-ula, try and be in the first saf, and try and practice our salah. After that, 2 rakats, take out nafal namaz, and just think of these aspects. And when it comes in your life, then see, at salah is a different enjoyment. Now you're just looking forward, it's under no conditions will you ever miss your salah. Salah will be, your whole life will be rotating according to salah, which will make your whole deen right. And then finally, we have to be checking whether we are improving or not. And the fear have to come in our hearts all the time, that I have just spoiled my salah. I have spoiled my ibadat. And begging tawbah, istighfar, begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. In this way, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala's special mercies, Allah's special favors will descend upon us. Then we can have hope, inshallah. Allah engulfs us in His mercy, put complete tawheed in our hearts, and take us with complete tawheed. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.